Thank you, Carlos. This is Ruben.
Ruben, this is John. You call me on this number? This is John.
Hi, John. Yes, I'm in the underwriting department. I just left you a message. How are you doing?
All right. How you doing?
Good, good. I just had a few basic questions for you about your business. So I understand that your business is called ALA Trucking LLC, correct?
Right, ALA. Yes, sir, ALA.
Okay. And the company owns 7 trucks and trailers, is that correct?
Well, it's like it's 8 really, but it's one truck that's just like a spare, and I'm running 6. I have 2 spares, in other words. So, yeah, I have 8 trucks.
Okay.
All together.
And how many trailers?
7 trailers.
Okay. Okay. And are those, is that equipment free and clear? Is it financed?
Both. I got 3 trucks that are free and clear. And I've got, make sure it ain't 4. I got 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I got 3 trucks that are free and clear. And I got about 5 trailers that are free and clear.
Okay.
So I only owe money on 2 trailers.
Okay. So
the brand new and the 2 new ones I got that I paid cash for, they're worth about $30,000 apiece, 28. 30,000. That's what I get for them. I got the catalyst of those.
All right. A few other basic questions for you. So I understand that you own another business besides this. Is that correct?
I do. It's in good standings. I mean, I still pay I still have the tax ID number and everything, but it's just, it doesn't operate anything out of it.
What was the name of that?
My dad took that business. I let him and my mom have that one. And, he turned around and started, he put a new name on it because my dad had since died and that was his. They changed it. But, they took off the trucks, you know, and put on, I had 15 trucks in that company name, and me and him done some trading with some equipment, and we traded off. He got the trucks and I got the equipment.
Okay. So did you own that business with your father, or did you own it outright?
Outright, and I wound up selling the equipment.
All right. So what was the name of that business?
J.A. Auger Inc.
Holding it. I'm just getting some history on you so it helps out the business. Another trucking company called J.A., you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Is that J period A period or just J.A.?
J.A., no period.
Then Auger, A-U-G-E-R?
Yeah, and actually it's just initials for John Alton, which is my name.
No worries. And this is in business. How long do you own that?
How long did I own it?
Yeah.
My grandma died in 2010. Well, I mean, that business has been, since 1978 is when that name was created on that business.
And you took it over when?
It's been in business since 1978, that company.
Okay, but did you own
it? He died and he passed it to me. He gave it to me.
In 2010, correct?
Right.
1976 through a relative. Okay. All right. And then I'm just sorry, I don't mean to press you. I just want to get the most information. So
no,
basically,
that's all right. I'm sorry. It's kind of complicated to have to explain on the phone too. I mean, it's
no worries.
I didn't. It's not ever been in bankruptcy or filed bankruptcy or nothing. It was just some family stuff. My mom and dad needed a little help, so I. We just kind of trade off, and whenever they get ready to retire, then I'm going to take it back.
So, you started this company and then gave them this company?
Right. Me and him traded now. Me and him traded. Yeah, I didn't just give it to him. I traded him some stuff. He traded me some stuff for the trucks. And I went in the timber business, the logging business. After that, a year down the road after that, I decided I had a pretty good offer to go to work for a pipe. I sold all that stuff, paid off all my notes, and went to work off.
So
I came back home and I started this.
Oh, okay. So basically, you owned. So just to confirm, you took over. You took over the J.A. Auger in 2010. You started this business in 2000, ALA Trucking in 2015, correct?
That's right.
When did you actually get out of Auger Trucking? When did you get out of that business?
Well, I mean, I'm actually not out of it. I'm just kind of. I just let him manage and take care of it, and they get the profits. But I'm just, I don't know how to explain it.
Are you the owner on paper of that business?
I give him the power of attorney over it.
Oh, but you own that company as well?
Legally, yes.
It's illegal.
Sure, we don't share the profits with it or whatever. Him and my mom, you know, don't get that confused. It's not like I gain anything from it. I just lease them the shop and that office.
But you are the owner as like the tax return on that business.
Right. My name is actually still on it.
Okay, that's not a problem. It's actually kind of helpful. So we've got, and what company does more revenue? This the Auger or ALI Trucking?
Auger, yeah.
You said Auger does more or ALA Trucking?
Yeah, Auger does. Auger does more. ALA is gaining a close on them, but they but they do a lot. They do a pretty bit more revenue.
Okay, not a problem. So we do, and so I understand you're looking for. Let's look at your veal equipment. You're looking at multiple pieces of equipment, and we just want to see what you can get approved for. Correct.
Yeah, I'm just wanting to. I'm actually looking for trying to buy two trucks, man, and that's pretty much all I need is two trucks, and that's my deal. I mean, I've really been shopping for the last month and a half. Now they have since wrecked one of my trucks, so I'm down a truck, and plus they want me to put some more on, and I'm needing to move now on a truck, two trucks actually. I can make it with one, but I'm gonna have to have another one.
And each one's about 120 grand, correct?
Well, our two new ones are like 130 apiece, but I don't have to have two new ones. I told him I could, you know, I mean, if I could get if I could get 100,000, I could just buy two.
Two used ones, gotcha. Okay.
But I haven't bought the trailers. I mean, I've already paid cash for the trailer. I got them already. I just need.
How much did your trailers cost?
I give $3,500 for one, which I got a good deal, and I got to work on it a little bit. I give $15,000 for the other one.
When did you purchase those?
Long ago. I just went and got one of them last night.
Okay, so I think, and right now it's just kind of a cash flow issue where you don't want. I think it looks like you have some approvals out there that you've been offered by finance companies, but they require a lot of money down, which is just not.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
Right. In the past, you know, I've had enough cash to just. Do pretty much what I wanted. I didn't have to, you know what I mean? I didn't have to have, didn't have to have anybody. So I just kind of did everything at the beginning on cash, you know, everything that I had made off working and that I had saved. I didn't intend for it to grow like it did. It just kind of, you know, it just kind of grew pretty fast and looks promising. So I'm just going to run, you know, I'm going to go with it. So,
and
the guys I work for are wealthy as shit and they're honest and there's no bullshit with them, you know what I mean? So I'm going to go ahead and do what they do.
Okay, there's a few programs we have. Our programs are not really, they don't really require a lot of money down. I understand you're looking to move quickly. They're more about time and business and the story of the transaction. And so you said each piece of equipment, if it was used, would be about 50 grand a piece, so about 100 grand total. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Okay. And do you have two trucks that you know are available, or you just can find them because you've got contacts?
Kind of like six that I know of that I would be interested in, but I hadn't really shopped them because I didn't know the way I was going to go, you know.
Okay. What mileage are we talking about? What type of years?
Between the years of 2004 and 2009, mileage around $250,000 to $600,000. Actually, four would be an old. So I'm just, you know, I'm just throwing one out there. I would say I'm not gonna probably. I wouldn't buy anything less than 05.
Okay.
It would have to be at least 05. In other words. But nothing newer than a 2009, because I don't want anything after that. If I buy used, because I don't want any of the emissions on them. If I buy used.
Gotcha. So it's either or one new truck.
That's okay. Right, because, you know, I mean, I can work on something that's pre-emissions and all that.
Gotcha.
Actually, I can run those trucks a lot cheaper than I can those new trucks. Somebody like me can't absorb what it costs to run some of those new trucks, you know?
Okay. And ALA, so I think, ALA's been around for 1 year, correct?
Yes, sir. Just 1 year, yeah.
Okay. All right.
ALA started out with one truck. Well, actually, one truck. Two trucks and two trailers, and now it's done grew to, like, seven trucks.
Okay. And is there a DBA for ALA trucking, or is it just ALA trucking?
Is there, like, a... What do you mean?
Like a doing business as. Is there another business name, or is it just ALA Trucking?
No, ALA Trucking.
And how about J. Auger Trucking, Inc.? Is there a DBA on that, or is it just the same?
I'm doing business with J. Auger.
Okay. So what I'm going to suggest for you, and this is just off the top of my head, is that with our system being time and business heavy, and you not wanting to put a large down payment, it's completely fine. We've got a program where we kind of look at this.
I don't get the wrong impression. I mean, I can put a down payment down. It's just the way they went about telling me what they wanted. You know, it was just how much they wanted on a truck. I mean, it was like 35, 40 grand. I mean, on a one truck. Hell, I mean, that was too much. I thought, you know, I mean, I have money to put down. It's not that. If that's what you're saying. I mean, I can come up with, you know, $12,000-$15,000. To put down. It's not that I don't have it, just the way it, you know, the way I can't believe they wanted that much down on one truck.
Okay. So, John, I'm going to send you my email, my contact information. It's johnauger5@gmail.com, correct?
That's right.
Okay, contact. Truck quotes. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to send you my contact information. If you could send me a few truck quotes that you're looking at for the used equipment, that'd be great. What I'm going to do is this. Our system, like I said, is heavily weighted on time and business. I'm going to see if we can kind of look at your story transaction and look at both companies, because for our underwriting purposes, when we get audited, if we give a company that's under 2 years time and business alone, we do that, but it's considered much higher risk. However, if we give a company that has a story and actually has been in this business for a while, such as yourself, it's a lot less risk. So what I'm going to try to put together is what's called a cross corp, which means the loan would go under J. Auger, but we can use perhaps some of the history of the time of business of your other firm that you, at the end of the day, do own to kind of strengthen the file. Additional question for you is this. You own some equipment free and clear. Most of our customers, you know, obviously cash flow is the biggest thing. Are you comfortable adding that as additional collateral instead of a down payment? Is that something that's okay with you?
Well, I'll do either one, I guess. You know, I've got some cash to put down. When I told that guy that, you know, about that down payment thing, about the pack and all that, it was the fact that it was 40, like almost, I think it was like, it was 40, almost 40 grand for one truck. I mean, I was thinking, that's unheard of. $40,000 down payment on a one truck. I mean, if you didn't want to give me the money, just say you don't want to give me the money for it.
I don't think that's true. I think to give you a little feedback, a lot of trucking right now is defaulting.
It's hard out here. It's hard for them. Yeah.
Absolutely. So what I think we should do is this. I'm going to send you my contact information. You're getting an answer tomorrow. I think we should start looking at a few general ideas of your business, like looking at the equipment age, just send me specs, general idea of value. And for a lot of our customers, you can use that in conjunction with the down payment. I'm not saying you even have to have a down payment, but I would just like to see the whole story and then give you the best approval possible. So I'm going to send you an email with what I need. If you could shoot it back to me, say within a few hours, we can get cracking on this pretty quickly for you.
Okay. All right. Will do.
All right. So if are you in front of your computer or no?
No, I'm actually working, man. I'm in my shop right now. I mean, I can go up there and do. How long will it take me to fill it out?
Oh, you can just email me, like, this is the equipment I own, this is what it's worth, this is the year and age. Really, really simple, straightforward stuff. But you can give it to me tomorrow as well. Whether you send this to me today or tomorrow morning, it's going to be one and the same. So I wouldn't stress about it.
Okay. I can do it tonight, then.
Perfect. All right, it's a pleasure speaking with you. And if you have any questions, just give me a holler.
I will do. Thanks. This is Ruben.
My name is Ruben, correct.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye.